Good morning. It's April 1st, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion to the book of the same name. Today's topic is masks. We refuse to wear masks and play games. We don't maneuver and manipulate behind the scenes, and we don't twist God's word to suit ourselves. Rather, we keep everything we do and say out in the open, the whole truth on display, so that those who want to can see and judge for themselves in the presence of God. 2 Corinthians 4:2. If you have traveled any major destination city in the world in the last 15 years, San Francisco, New York, London, Paris, Rome, you name it, you will see Asian tourists wearing masks everywhere they go. It actually became an identifying mark for an Asian of any nation, even from a distance. Their cultures had incorporated the precautions necessary during the SARS viral outbreak of 2002. SARS spread by airborne droplet, skin-to-skin, and surface transmission, just like COVID-19. But rigid adherence to interrupting human-to-human transmission was able to keep worldwide deaths to only 800. It became axiomatic in Asian nations that masking was a good idea. But in the rest of the world, it became the punchline to many jokes. Those crazy Asians, huh? Not so funny now, is it? So much of the way humans socialize is dependent on close contact and on the reading of nonverbal cues from facial expressions. Many have oft heard the quoted statistic that 93% of our communication is nonverbal. This is derived, and mostly misinterpreted, from Albert Mehrabian's studies at UCLA in the late 1960s. The verbal component of his experiments was actually only one word, repeated with different facial expressions and tone of voice. So the 7% rule, as it's called, is probably not valid for thought-containing full sentences with which we communicate all the time. But animal studies do verify that much information can and is communicated nonverbally, especially by primates. Communication between humans who don't speak the same language is nearly completely nonverbal. Clearly, our syntax pays homage to the importance of nonverbal communication, with phrases like, turn your back on, keep at arm's length, get it off your chest, keep a stiff upper lip, shoulder the burden, face up to it, put your best foot forward, hand over fist, or a rule of thumb. Let's face it. There we go again. Covering our faces with a mask just feels wrong. It makes us feel hot, claustrophobic, itchy, and it keeps us from kissing each other. It hides our smiles, frowns, laughter, and grimaces. It even muffles our verbal communication, our speech. Wearing masks plays an important role in the cultural history of many peoples, from worship to ceremonial dance, even to subtle seduction, as in the masquerade ball. But hiding your face in a mask whenever in public seems to scream out against everything normal within us. God made you in his or her image for a reason, both spiritually and physically. No wonder we hate wearing them for this viral pandemic. As Paul points out in 2 Corinthians above, God hates deception. And as we've discussed before, Satan is the father of deception. We all wear masks euphemistically, especially when we want to hide our feelings from others, or we hide what we feel to be our true identity. Probably most of our tendency to do so stems from our own insecurities and even confusion about our real identities. Where do our own insecurities come from? Well, at least partially from not believing that we truly are fearfully and wonderfully made, Psalm 139:14, by a God who loves us unfailingly, Psalm 36:5. When you accept the gift of salvation by grace through faith, you are adopted into the immediate family of your Savior. That means you have a new identity, and one that is clothed in the righteousness of Christ. You are of inestimable value to God. Once you truly accept your true identity, claim that confidence, you will feel less of a need to wear a mask with others. Eventually, trying to be who you are not, to please someone else, will feel as itchy and uncomfortable as the mask we wear during this pandemic. Don't get me wrong. We all need to mask when appropriate during a pandemic to keep ourselves and others safe. No one likes wearing a bicycle or a motorcycle helmet. No one likes wearing a seatbelt. No one likes bringing their seat to the full and upright lock position and storing their tray tables. No one even really likes sitting at red lights, but we do it. So wear your paper mask for protection, but learn not to wear that other invisible mask. Most good people will love you for who you are, and those who don't, well, that's their issue, not yours. Just remember what Telly Savalas as Detective Theo Kojak from the TV series in the 1970s always used to say, "Who loves you, baby?" I'll tell you, God does. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. Why do we have so much trouble remembering that you loved us first? We are blessed that we are created in your image, and we should realize we have no good reason to hide who we are from others. Even sharing our weaknesses and our own failings with others is redemptive and better for us than hiding what we perceive as our faults. Help us, Lord, as we negotiate the shifting sands of this pandemic, wearing our paper masks on the outside, but letting the love we have for our neighbor show clearly with our whole being. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.